I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Now, if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, we expect all of our members and our future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. We do have a website. Be sure to check that out and subscribe. All lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. And on our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. We're not like the other group where they keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% of what we bring in goes back to our community. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community. That's the only way that we're able to do what we do here in the Defender 7. Participation is another big one. If you can't participate or don't want to, we just ask you kindly remove yourself from our group. Everybody has something to offer to help us make us successful. We also have a YouTube channel. Head over there and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities and scroll down to Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We're not a militia. We are a humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you participate. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you're too nervous to talk on the phone, we also have a live chat room during the whole entire broadcast when we're on. So either way, come check us out. Give us a holler. Let us know that you're there. Now, we do these missing persons cases every Monday night. And as we always say, be sure to share all the flyers that you see, because you never know. Doesn't matter what part of the country or world you're in, it may lead to bringing that person home. Let's give these people's families some closure. And like we always say, if you know something, say something. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Lorna Munson.
Yep, that be me.
Dang, girl, you've been quiet all day. I thought maybe you fell asleep.
No, I've had a headache all day, so I just kind of chilled.
Well, you are a headache, but... And you do know you have to have a brain to have a headache, right?
Yep. And we went over to Dad's for a little bit because it's Dad's birthday today.
Yeah, I hope you wished him a happy birthday from us.
Oh, I was already gone and left, but I got to do a road trip with him on Friday, so I'll tell him then. He's looking for a new wood project to keep him busy. He had to, when I was out at your place, he had to put his dog down, so he's kind of getting bored.
Yeah. Well, tell him to build me a cannon.
Well, I've been telling him about this tractor that I've seen alongside the road that's made out of wood. So that's what our road trip is on Friday. I'm going to take him over and show it to him.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little trip for the food.
Yeah. Yep, it's over by that property I've been working on somewhat here and there. And I was telling him about that bar down the road from there, so I'll probably take him there and show him where that is. shoot some pool. Oh,
heck yeah.
But that bar don't open until 2 o'clock, so. But he's got that health aid lady coming on Friday, and she'll check that tick bite when she's there. Hopefully he didn't get the lucky straw and that one be the diseased one.
Right.
Every single tick I pull off is a Lone Star tick. Or they usually don't bite me because I got bad blood.
Too sour.
But they sure do like, yep, they sure do like Ralph, though.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently dogs can get that disease that they carry.
Right. All right, let's get into tonight's first flyer from Newport News, Virginia. Jalaray Askew, age 16, missing since March 19, 2022. Black female, hair color is unknown and eye color unknown. 5'7", 150 pounds. Delaray was last seen on March 19th in Newport News, Virginia. She was last seen in the area of the 3,000 block of Marshall Avenue. Now, in her picture, she does have both ears double pierced, and she does wear glasses. Anyone having information should contact the Newport News Police Department at 757-247-2500.
Columbus, Ohio. Yassin Mohammed Gary, 12 years old, missing since March 9th, 2022. Male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 170 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Columbus Police Department in Ohio, or 614-645-4545.
Another one from Cleveland, Ohio. Isaiah Cooper, age 16, missing since April 11th, 2022. He's a black male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. Says he may still be in the local area. Anyone have an information should contact the Cleveland Police Department in Ohio at 1-216-621-1234.
I'm not going to read this whole thing because the girl was found, but this is a good example of you never know where they're going to be at, because this teenager was missing from Chicago, and she was found in Tuscaloosa Thursday with a bunch of hotel employees who contacted police because apparently they got a bad vibe on it. And the guy that it was arrested for, it was a man from Michigan. So he could have ended up way over in Michigan from Chicago. So.
Wow.
Yeah. this lady's daughter and grandchildren are missing. Oh, I need my bigger eyes. Vivica Paul, 18 years old. She's 5'4", weight, 190 pounds, has strawberry birthmark on right side of face. Sage Old Coyote, 2 years old, and Savannah Old Coyote, 9 months old. Last seen 8 o'clock in Mandan on 5/21/22 near Shoal Loop. Left premises at approximately 8:45 a.m. in a white sedan. Vivica and her two grandchildren are believed to be in danger and possibly traveling with the baby's father. This individual is known to be abusive and has previously served time for domestic violence. The male individual is also known to carry weapons. The pair may be traveling to Crow Agency, Montana. Family was able to log into the pair by pair may be traveling to Crow Agency. Oh, I already read that. Go down another sentence. Family was able to log into an Apple account, and last known location was near Keene, North Dakota at 1:55 p.m. today. At 5:21:22. Neither individual has a driver's license. Family and friends have made multiple attempts to reach Vivica via phone and social media, but she has blocked them or is not responding. The family is worried that she may not have access to her phone. This is not typical behavior for Vivica, and they pray for their safe return. And it doesn't give a phone number, so where they're pinged in different areas, just call 911.
Austin, Texas. Cynthia Dixon, age 16, missing since May 8th, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 275 pounds. Anyone have any information? Should contact the Austin Police Department in Texas at 1-512-974-2000.
Cleveland, Ohio. Isaiah Cooper, 16 years old, missing since April 11th, 2022. Male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. He may still be in the local area. If you have any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Cleveland Police Department in Ohio, or 216-621-1234.
Alvin, Texas. 49-year-old Craig Kettler of Alvin, Texas, was last seen near the 600 block of County Route 351 in Alvin, Texas, the evening of May 19, 2022. At the time of his disappearance, Craig was driving a white 2000 Ford F-250 extended cab truck with a camper on the bed and the business name LD Systems on the driver's side door, and bearing license plate number HHV0744. Craig is mostly gray hair, a full beard and mustache, has a small scar on his forehead. He was last seen wearing a short sleeve blue, orange and white button down shirt and jeans. If you have seen Craig Kettler or his vehicle since his reported disappearance, please call the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office at 979-849-2441 or Texas EquiSearch at 281-309-9500.
Kansas City, Missouri, Jemiah Johnson, 12 years old, missing since May 15, 2022, female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 135 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Kansas City Police Department in Missouri, or 816-234-5111.
Los Angeles, California, Alondra Jacqueline Carcamo, missing since April 5th, 2022. She's a Hispanic female, 5'5", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Clothing at time of disappearance was blue Nike sweater, black pants, and blue shoes. Any information, contact the Los Angeles Police Department at 818-838-9800.
Dayton, Ohio. Zary Washington, 15 years old, missing since May 12, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 137 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 937-225-4357.
Auburn, Washington. Delana C. Williams, age 22, an Asian female, missing since, oh, this is a cold case, July 1st, 2014. Age at time of missing was 22 years old. She's 5'9", 145 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. She does have her ears pierced and shoulder-length hair in a picture. Any information, call the Auburn Police Department at 931-3080.
Get your bifocals on there, old-timer. Park Hills, Missouri. Abigail Ellis, 16 years old, missing since May 10th, 2022. Female, white, blonde hair, brown eyes, 715 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. St. Francis County Sheriff's Office in Missouri, or 573-431-3131.
Okay, this one is two missing teens, their sisters, out of Elkview, West Virginia. The Kanawha County Sheriff's Office. Where did you just go?
I'm right here.
Ah. No, I just missed. I just lost it. It was just here.
Want me to go?
No, I can read the, because I clicked on the web, you know, the URL, the number, and then it disappeared. But I got the basic information. This is where Cooper's Creek, West Virginia, Jada McCormick, 13, and Jay Lynn Morgan, 16. Missing since 5/18, but there's no other info on them.
According to Michigan State Police, Kylie Christine Wilson, 11 years old, appeared to have left her house on the 100 block of South Grove in YPSILANTI while her mother was asleep on May 20th. She was reported missing just after 11 p.m. Police said Kylie is diagnosed with high-functioning autism and is without her medication. Kylie is described as a black female standing approximately 5 feet to 5'2", tall and 100 pounds. Kylie was last seen wearing a pink tank top, blue jeans, shorts, black sandals, and a Mickey Mouse black purse, has dolls in the purse. She may be carrying a pink Samsung tablet. Any information, call that word, the YPSILANTI Police Department at 734-483-9510. Anonymous tips can also be submitted through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-773-2587.
Auburndale, Florida. Owen Lynn, age 15, missing since 5/13/2022. He's a white male, wears glasses. He may be a runaway. He was last seen leaving his residence on foot in an unknown direction on 5/13/2022 between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. Owen is approximately 5'8", 130 pounds, and has reddish-brown hair and brown eyes. Any information, contact Detective Anderson at 863-965-5555.
This one don't have no description, but... Her granddaughter ran away from foster home in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota last Friday. Pray for safe return. Phone number is 507-616-6074 or 320-379-1109. In her picture, she's got longer hair and looks like a kind of a really light brown, dark blonde color. And that's all I can give you.
Is that it?
Yep.
Salem, Oregon. Shaylee Odell, age 14, missing since May 17, 2022. She's a biracial. She's white and black. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. The child may travel to Medford, Oregon. Shaylee may go by the name of Shay or Simone. In her picture, her right nostril is pierced, and she has both ears pierced, and her hair is real short. Anyone having information should contact the Salem Police Department in Oregon at 1-503-588-6123.
Timmy D, D's 26 years old, last seen on February 28, 2022 from Fredericktown, Montana at 4:40 a.m. Timmy placed a call to 911, said that someone was chasing him. When the police arrived, Timmy was gone and has not been seen or heard from since. They are trying to raise the reward from $10,000 to $25,000. Please help us reach this goal. It doesn't give any description or anything. Any donations exceeding our goal of $25,000 will be donated to the opiate addiction recovery charities and missing and exploited children. Any reward money not used will also be donated to the above charities. Please help us find Timmy. He is loved dearly by family and friends and his coworkers at Stagehands Local Number 6, where he has a bright future. In his picture, he's a white guy. He looks like to be in his early 20s, maybe. Blondish hair and part on the side.
Circleville, Ohio. Hunter McFadden, age 16, missing since 5/15/2022. White male, 5'9", 145 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was last seen in Circleville, Ohio on May 15, 2022. He was wearing a red button-up Cincinnati shirt, black pants, cowboy boots, and a sonic blue hat. If you have any information, contact Circleville Police Department at 740-477-8231.
Missing 729 days. Reward $2,500. Michael McKinney. Last seen 5/22/2020. Michael's car was found in Houston Woods State Park on 5/25/2000. Or, no, it's got to be 2020. With his cell phone and other personal items in car, Michael is 5'8", 140 pounds, two full sleeves of tattoos, short brown hair, and red beard. Any information? Call private investigator John Sain at 937-974-0685 or email at searcherspi@mail.com.
Park Hills, Missouri. Abigail Ellis, age 16, missing since May 10, 2022. White female. Blonde hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 115 pounds. Now, in the picture they have here, her hair is probably dyed brown because it doesn't look blonde. It looks brown to me. Anyone having information should contact Frank Cooley, County Sheriff's Office in Missouri at 1-573-431-3131.
Minnesota. Carter Lee Smith King, 15 years old, missing since May 18, 2022. The Bemidji Police Department is seeking the public assistance in locating 15-year-old Carter Lee Smith King. Carter was reported as a runaway on 5/18/2022. Carter was last seen on May 18th, 2022 at 12:18 p.m. on the 400 block of Beltrami Ave Northwest. Carter is 5'7", 120 pounds, has black hair, brown eyes. Carter was last seen wearing a black sweatshirt, gray jeans, and black shoes. He looks like he is Native American also. Any information, call the Bemidji Police Department at 218-333-9111.
Dayton, Ohio. Zaire Washington, age 15, missing since May 12, 2022. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4". 137 pounds. She does have piercings in both ears and shoulder-length braided hair. Anyone having information should contact Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 1-937-225-4357.
The Parma Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing 52-year-old woman from Parma, Ohio. Lynn Kumar was last heard from on May 16, 2022, when she spoke to her son on the phone. According to her son, nothing seemed to be out of ordinary, but later that day, Kumar's 17-year-old daughter arrived home from school and Kumar was not there. A search for Kumar began on Wednesday. Her vehicle was located, parked, and unlocked on the West 50th Street in Cleveland. Authorities have attempted to contact Kumar on her phone and social media, but attempts have been unsuccessful. Lynn has a tattoo of a heart on her left wrist. Anyone with information regarding the woman's whereabouts is asked to call the Parma Police Department at 440-887-7327. Or 440-885-1234. She's got blonde shoulder-length hair, hazel eyes, 5'9", and 130 pounds.
And before we continue, for those of you new, just following or just tuning into us right now, just to let you know, out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box all capital letters Defender 7. Just know before you hit that join button that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. We have a website. Be sure to click subscribe, and that's all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. And on there you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please help us to help you and either purchase something or click that donate button. That's the only way that we're able to help. Also, if you would like to participate in our shows here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in, and that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And if you're too shy to talk on the phone, we also have a Blog Talk chat room that is also live during the broadcast. Now, for our Monday night's missing persons cases, be sure to share all of the flyers. Doesn't matter what part of the country or world you're listening from, if you see them, post them, all social media platforms. You could be the key to bringing somebody home. If you know something about a case, a missing persons case, and you're uncomfortable with contacting authorities, you can always contact myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson. Kansas City, Missouri, Jemiah Johnson, age 12, missing since May 15, 2022. She's a black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 135 pounds. In her picture, she likes to wear her hair in a bun on top. Anyone having information should contact Kansas City Police Department in Missouri at 1-816-234-5111.
Columbus, Ohio, Kenesha Johnson, 17 years old, missing since December 6, 2021. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 160 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, 33.
Coral Springs, Florida, Israel Ruan, age 15, missing since May 13, 2022. He's a white male, black hair, black eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Coral Springs Police Department in Florida at 1-954-344-1800.
Youngstown, Ohio. Love Harris, 14 years old, missing since May 12, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 190 pounds. She may be in the local area or travel to Cleveland, Ohio. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Youngstown Police Department in Ohio, or 330-747-7911.
Littleton, Colorado, Damon Eklund, age 15, missing since May 13, 2022. He's a white male, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'10", 150 pounds. When he was last seen, his hair was dyed blonde. Now, in the picture they got of him, his hair looks like it's been dyed green on top. It's short. He has a light mustache and a light beard. No goatee, just light facial hair. Anyone having information should contact the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Colorado at 1-303-271-0211.
Chicago, Illinois. Miracle Coldman, 1 year old, missing since 8/17/20. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 2 feet tall, 16 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Chicago Police Department in Illinois, or 312-746-6000.
Fort Worth, Texas. Yoshida Akumu, age 16, missing since November 22nd, 2021. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 200 pounds. She may use the alias date of birth of 1-1-2006. Her hair is braided on top with, like, blonde going through one of the strands. Anyone having information should contact the Fort Worth Police Department in Texas at 1-817-392-4222.
Chicago, Illinois, Demira Finley, 15 years old, missing since May 19, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 270 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 to Chicago Police Department in Illinois or 312-746-6000.
Monroe, North Carolina. Nevaeh Polk, age 15, missing since May 12, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 130 pounds. Now, she too also wears her hair in a bun on top of her head. It looks like her right nostril is pierced. Anyone having information should contact the Monroe Police Department in North Carolina at 1-704-9-1591.
Saginaw, Michigan, Malaya Watson, 15 years old, missing since May 8, 2022. Female, white, light brown hair, green eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. She may use the last name Dunlop. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 at Thomas Township Police Department in Michigan or 989-797-4580. Boy, there's a lot of them.
What's that?
I was just going to say, there's a shit ton of them from Columbus, Ohio this time.
Yeah, and the one I'm about to do is from Parma, Ohio. Dante Berline, age 16, missing since 5/11/2022. White male, 5'8", 145 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes. When he was last seen, he was wearing a blue Nike t-shirt, blue and black Nike shorts. If located, approach with caution. Any information, contact Parma Police Department at 440-885-1234.
Columbus, Ohio. Balea Felder Gabriselassi, GEBDRESILASSIE. That's a mouthful. Holy cow. 16 years old. Missing since March 23rd, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 192 pounds. She may be in the company of a female companion. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 614-525-3333.
Toledo, Ohio. Madison LaCourse, missing since 5/11/2022, 17 years old, white female, 5'6". 135 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. She was wearing a red tank top, white shorts, and flip-flops. She has piercings in both ears. She has her nose pierced. She may be in need of medication. Any information, contact the Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3340.
On March 20th, 2017, Ashley Love in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Around 1:55 a.m. on October 6, 2009, an armed intruder entered the North 64th Street family home of 19-year-old Ashley Love in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The unknown intruder proceeded to Ashley's second-floor bedroom where he shot her in the face as she slept. Ashley's mother told police she saw someone with a bandana over his face and shotgun in hand run from their home and through the backyard after the shooting. Investigators do not believe this was a random act, but they have not said publicly if they have a suspect or motive. Investigators have asked the public to help them find a man Ashley may have met online and in person over that summer. Police have not named him as a suspect, but would like to speak to him about his relationship with Ashley. Someone knows something. We are begging them to come forward. This has left our family heartbroken and devastated. We feel like we are in hell and we can't climb out of it. Ashley's mom. Ashley graduated that spring from Pius Catholic High School in Milwaukee, where she was on the honor roll. Ashley, known for her smile, laugh, and compassion for others, was employed at Arby's as she took a year off from school of deciding what to do with her life. In the days and weeks after Ashley's murder, letters from family, friends, and strangers poured in from near and far. Kyle Olson, a Milwaukee native and filmmaker who knew the Loves, collaborated with the family in the months and years after Ashley's death to create a short documentary, Letters to Ashley. During the film, Ashley's family reads the letters that they received following Ashley's death. Ashley's mom, Tammy Love, also contributed to the book Grief Diaries, Project Cold Case, and shared her journey through the devastating grief associated with losing a child to an unsolved murder. The fear, the anger, and the sadness and the loneliness often try to overcome me as I grasp onto hope, because without hope, there is nothing. Love Family is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of persons responsible for Ashley's murder. Anyone with information, no matter how small, is asked to call the Milwaukee Police Cold Case Hotline at 414-935-1212. Wow, that's just sad.
Yeah, really. Cincinnati, Ohio, Demetrius White, age 16, missing since May 14, 2022. He's a black male, 5'9", 125 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a gray shirt and black pants. Anyone have information, contact the Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crimes Unit at 513-352-6474.
A mother of two is found murdered 6 months after being forced into a vehicle. Last updated November 30th, 2021 at Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin, May 20th, 1990. It's just the hardest part when you lose somebody. Alex, Susan's daughter, said her voice breaking. All that pain is still there. Every day I think about my mom, Jared's son said. I say hi to her and tell her I love her. Jared wonders what his life would have looked like if his mother had never been murdered. He was only 9 years old when she disappeared. He has such fond memories of her, Eskimo kisses, being silly and laughing together. He remembers that she used to have his school clothes laid out for him each morning on the edge of his bed when he woke up. It is tough for him and his sister growing up. They were able to stay with family but live separately. Jared with a grandmother and Alex with her aunt. Alex says that growing up separately changed their sibling relationship. Susan Popart is a part of the Lac du Flambeau band in Lake Superior, Chippewa, from Wisconsin. She was last seen leaving a party on May 20th, 1990, with two unknown males. Witnesses recall she was being forced into a car. 6 months later, on November 28th, 1990, Susan's remains were found by hunters in the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest. Volunteers to the case, Captain or Susan Popart, contact Rachel Roselette for more information. Shine a spotlight on Susan's unsolved murder by sharing on social using the hashtag and pound MMIP. Another one. Wow.
Yeah, a lot. They're all sad. I mean, especially some of the stories.
Yeah, getting shot in the face while sleeping. I mean, an honor roll student.
Right. Kent, Ohio. Jaslyn Burrell, age 15, missing since May 11th, 2022. She's a black female, 5'3", 118 pounds. It says her hair color is red, but in the picture, it's frizzy and it's dyed blonde. With brown eyes. When she was last seen, she was wearing speckled Nike shoes with a white bottom and carrying two red drawstring bags. Any information, contact Kent Police Department at 330-673-772. And she's white-skinned.
Milwaukee teenage girl missing. Please ask for public's help. Milwaukee police are asking for the public help to locate Danielle Skepanansky, who went missing on May 2nd. She's 17 years old. She was last seen on the evening of May 2nd near East Susan Drive and South Howell Avenue in Oak Creek. Officials say she's not considered a critical missing person at this point. Well, how can they figure that out? That, you know, that's the shit that gets people killed and missing and gone long or when they don't start looking.
Right.
She is described as a female, white, 5'8", tall, weighs 120 pounds with blue eyes and brown hair. She was last seen wearing navy blue scrubs with white shoes, and she looks like she's got long hair and her picture has glasses. Oh, what happened here?
Huh?
Oh, my phone was just being stupid.
Operator error.
Never.
Bronx, New York. Alexa Oliveira, age 14, missing since May 12, 2022. The NYPD is asking for the public's help locating a 14-year-old girl who has been reported missing in Fordham Manor. Alexa Oliveira of 2444 DeVoe Terrace, Apartment 4, in the Fordham Manor section of the Bronx, New York, was last seen at 100 Moshulu Parkway in Jerome Park on Thursday, May 12, 2022, at approximately 8:10 a.m. She was last seen wearing the gray sweater, black pants, and blue Michael Jordan sneakers. Anyone with information regarding this missing person is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS or for Spanish 1-888-74782.
Elliott County, Ohio. Isaac Sustan, aka as Dalton Unroll, 17 years old, missing since May 29, 2022. Please be on the lookout for our runaway juvenile, Isaac, who is 17 years old and a student at Gallia High School. He was last seen wearing a red-colored Chicago Bulls cap, gray-colored hoodie, and blue jeans. He is believed to possibly be in the Cheshire area of Gallia County. Any information that could lead him to locating the juvenile, contact 740-446-1221. And he's got no description, but he's got kind of blonde, wavy hair, just on top of his head. His sides look like they're shaved.
Parisio, Indiana. Julian Rebels, age 14, missing since March 12, 2022. Hispanic male, brown hair, brown eyes, 6 foot, 160 pounds. He does wear glasses. Anyone having information should contact the Valparaiso Police Department in Indiana at 1-219-462-0717.
Essence Hoppins, missing from Topeka, Kansas since May 15, 2022. 14 years old. She's 5'2", 3, 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She is believed to be with an adult male. She is carrying a light blue and black book bag with clothes and other personal items. Any information, call the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247. 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or 785-296-4017.
Dayton, Ohio. Sierra Bryant, age 15, missing since May 16, 2022. She's a light-skinned female. 5'3", 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you have any information, contact the Dayton Police Department at 937-333-2677.
Waynesville, Missouri. Vienna Hauser, 15 years old. Missing since May 30th, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5 feet, 90 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 at Pulaski County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas or 501-340-6950. Why is she missing from Missouri and have an Arkansas phone number?
That's a good question. Unless she had just moved to Missouri.
Yeah, that could be too.
Maple Heights, Ohio. Destiny Robinson, age 16, missing since May 16th, 2022. Black female, 5'3". 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. In her picture, it looks like the sides of her hair are dyed blonde. If you have any information, contact Chagrin Valley Regional Communications Center at 440-247-7321.
Valparaiso, Valparaiso, Indiana. Julian Rebels, 14 years old, missing since March 12, 2022. Male, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 6 feet, 160 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. At Valparaiso Police Department in Indiana, or 219-462-0717.
Chesapeake, Virginia, Naomi Castro Murillo, age 15, missing since July 25th, 2021. Hispanic female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 115 pounds. Anyone have an information, contact the Virginia Beach Police Department at 1-757-385-5000.
Brian Lynn Zinke, missing since June 8th, 2021, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is male, American Indian, Alaska Native, 38 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 6 feet tall, 240 to 300 pounds. Contact the Great Falls Police Department at 406-727-7688.
Marshall, Texas, Talia Jones, age 16, missing since April 2nd, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 116 pounds. When Talia was last seen, she had blonde braids in her hair. Anyone having information should contact the Marshall Police Department in Texas at 1-903-935-4575.
Dia Rosemeyer, missing since May 7th, 2022, from Columbus, Ohio. 16 years old, female, 5 feet 2 inches tall, 195 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Any information, call the Columbus Police Department in Ohio at 614-645-4545 or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678.
In Texas, Iona Renfro, age 17, missing since May 6, 2022. Black female, brown eyes, black hair, 5'4", 180 pounds. She may still be in a local area. She does have her nose pierced. Anyone with information should contact the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-713-221-6000.
Dayton, Ohio, Sierra Bryant, 15 years old, missing since May 16, 2022. Female, black, 5'3", 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Dayton Police Department at 937-333-2677.
At Yuma, Arizona, Julieta Castaneda, age 14, missing since April 8, 2022. White female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 90 pounds. She may be in the company of a male child, it says. Anyone having information should contact the Yuma Police Department in Arizona at 1-928-783-4421.
Circleville, Ohio, Hunter McFadden, 16 years old, missing since May 15, 2022. Male, white, 5'9", 145 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was wearing a red button-up Cincinnati shirt, black pants, cowboy boots, and a Sonic blue hat. Any information, call the Circleville Police Department at 740-477-231.
Greenville, South Carolina, Maria Sagastume Aldana, age 17, missing since June 14, 2021. Hispanic female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 140 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Greenville County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina at 1-864-271-5210.
Parma, Ohio, Dante Berlin, 16 years old, missing since May 11th, 2022. Male, white, 5'8", 145 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a blue Nike t-shirt and blue and black Nike shorts. If located, approach with caution. Any information, call 440-885-1234.
Richmond, Virginia, Haley Payette, age 16, missing since April 14, 2022. White female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'6", 140 pounds. She has short cropped hair. Anyone having information should contact the Henrico County Police Department in Virginia at 1-804-501-5000.
Toledo, Ohio. Madison LaCourse, 17 years old. Missing since May 11th, 2022. Female, white, 5'6", 135 pounds. Brown hair, green eyes. She was wearing a red tank top, white shorts, and flip-flops. She has her nose pierced. She may be in need of medication. Any information, call the Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3340.
Converse, Texas. Isabel Halloran, age 16. Missing since January 4, 2022. White female, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'10", 94 pounds. Now in her picture, she does wear glasses. The left side of her hair looks like it's dyed black, and the right side is dyed brown, light brown. She's missing her left side upper front tooth in both pictures I'm looking at. Anyone having information should contact the Converse Police Department in Texas at 1-210-658-2322.
Maple Heights, Ohio. Destiny Robinson, 16 years old, missing since May 16, 2022. Female, black, 5'3", 153 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Chagrin Valley Regional Communication Center at 440-247-7321. Ohio, Jaslyn Burrell, 15 years old, missing since May 11th, 2022. Female, black, 5'3", 118 pounds, red hair, brown eyes. She was wearing speckled Nike shoes with a white bottom and carrying two red drawstring bags. Any information, contact the Kent Police Department at 330-673-7732.
Youngstown, Ohio. Love Harris, age 14, missing since April 12, 2022. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 90 pounds. She may still be in a local area or may travel to Cleveland, Ohio. Anyone having information should contact the Youngstown Police Department in Ohio at 1-330-747-7911.
Livingstone, and I'm not even going to try to say the name, as K-I-N-I-A-R-U. The next word is N-J-O-R-O-G-E, male, missing since December 30th, it's a cold case, 1989 from Heston, Kansas. He was 32 years old when he went missing. His current age is 64 years old. He's 5'8", 176 pounds, black hair, black eyes. His native Kenya, in February 1987 to attend the Heston College, a small school in Heston, Kansas that's affiliated with the Mennonite Church. He studied there for a year and kept in touch with his family back in Kenya, but without giving them an address for where he was living. His family last heard from him sometime in December 1989, and he mentioned he might move to Texas. After this, he dropped out of sight and has never been heard from again. Any information regarding Livingstone, contact the Heston Police Department at 620-327-2020, agency case number 18HS0321.
Peoria, Illinois, missing juvenile, Saturday, May 21st, 2022. At approximately 7 a.m., deputies took a report of a missing 15-year-old Gracie J. Watkins. Gracie Watkins is a white female, 5 foot tall, 120 to 140 pounds, with blue eyes, blonde hair. Family reported last seeing Gracie Friday night, May 20th, around 11 p.m., in their residence in the 12100 block of Southport Road. Gracie was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and black pants. Gracie made concerning social media posts, and some of her personal belongings were found at the end of her driveway near the roadway. If you have seen or know any the whereabouts of Zook, with the Peoria County Sheriff's Office immediately at 309-657-7682. Damn.
Kenneth Sanders, male, black, African-American, missing since December 1st, 1996 from Chicago, Illinois. He was 33 years old when he went missing. His current age is 59 years old, 5'9 to 5'10, 190 to 195 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He is a real estate agent and owns the Black Man Group Realty. Police found Sanders' 1995 Nissan Sport utility van in the 1000 block of North Springfield within a week after he was reported missing. Any information, call the Chicago Police Department at 312-745-6052, agency case number 899-3615.
Saginaw, Michigan. Eric Lee Franks, missing since March, oh, this is a cold case, 21st, 2011. He's missing along with his vehicle, a 2001 Chevy Malibu sedan, bronze dark taupe, Ohio, license tag EMH4902. He's missed by loved ones, by family and friends If you have anything, if you know anything about what happened to Eric, please call the Michigan State Police tip line at 989-495-5557. He does have a mustache, goatee, and a beard. Trimmed nice. He is 38 years old. And that's all I got on that.
All right. Sharday Y. Pearson, female, black, African-American, missing since February 6, 2014, from Danville, Illinois. She was 22 years old when she went missing. Current age is 30 years old. She's 5'9", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was last seen at the Candlelight Motel in the 3600 block of North Vermilion Street in Danville, Illinois on February 6, 2014. She had been staying at a motel for several months prior to her disappearance. It is unknown if Sade left on foot, by vehicle, with someone, or on her own. She has never been heard from again. Any information, call 217-431-2245, the Danville Police Department. Agency case number 20140135 6.
Covington County, Collins, Mississippi. The Covington County Sheriff's Office is asking the public's help in locating Elena Barnes. She was last seen Saturday, May 14, 2022, in Jones County. Elena is a black 20-year-old, 5'9", 230 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. She does have both ears pierced. Any information, contact the Covington County Sheriff's Office at 601-765-8281.
Okay, this is kind of a different one. Kara Hyde, 23 years old, 5'6", brown eyes, 100 pounds, brown hair. She has been missing since she left her mother's home on the east side of Hamilton, Ohio, around 1:30 p.m. on 12/5/21. Her family and friends have not seen or heard from her. She has not accessed any social media as well. A bag of her clothing was located in Crawford Woods, but no other sign of her. Any information about her whereabouts, call the Hamilton Police Department, 513-868-5811. What's the date today? It's May 23rd, right? Okay, nah, I ain't gonna read that other thing. It's just to participate on flying banners and stuff in that area.
Brandon Lee Barron, missing from Fayetteville, Arizona. Missing since 6/23/2020. Current age is 34, 5'11". 185 pounds, white male, brown hair, brown eyes. It's possible that he is still in the Fayetteville area. Any information, contact the Washington County Sheriff's Department at 479-444-5700.
A golden alert issued for missing Allen County man, Scottsdale, Kentucky, missing since May 13, 2022. Officials in Allen County have issued a golden alert for Christopher Jason Valentine, who has been reported missing since 11 p.m. May 8, 2022. He is described as a white male, 45 years old, with short brown hair, last seen wearing a blue hoodie and jeans. He was last seen walking away from Water Street in Scottsville, Kentucky around 1 p.m. on May 7, 2021, or 2022, sorry. It is crucial he is located as soon as possible as he does not have his required medications. If you see anyone fitting this description or know of Valentine's whereabouts, please contact the Scottsdale-Allen County Dispatch Center at 270-237-3611 or local authorities. All right. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
All I got.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. We got a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. It's 1-800-273-8255. I just figured I'd throw that out there since it's right here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, anybody listening, veterans or civilians, it doesn't matter. If you're having a tough time of it and you don't want to call a crisis line, you can always contact one of us. Myself or Lorna, or at the top of our national Facebook page, we have personal phone numbers listed. Just put that out there, too.
Yep.
Winnetka, California. I've never heard of that.
Of what?
Missing from Minneka or Winnetka, California. Missing since August 29, 2021. Victoria Davis, Hispanic female, brown hair. Hazel eyes, 5'5", 132 pounds. She may still be in the local area. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Los Angeles Police Department in California at 1-877-275-5273.
Carly Gus. Missing since October 13th, 2018 from Bishop, California. Birth date is May 13th, 2002. She would be 20 years old now. She's female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or Mono County Sheriff's Office in California at 760-932-7549.
Salt Lake City. Candace Harris, a.k.a. Brooklyn, missing since July 15, 2021, 16 years old. 5'2", 125 pounds, hazel eyes, dyed black hair, last seen in Salt Lake City, Utah. Contact the TIPS hotline, 801-995-8106. Salt Lake City Police at 801-799-3000. And that's all I got.
Yeah, that one girl that I did last week, they found her dead. The one up by Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Medview, Arizona, last seen February 3rd, 2021, Brandon Parrish, age 20, 6 foot 1, 160 pounds, with brown hair. Brandon went missing after a family altercation and has not been seen or heard from. Family loves him. Brown misses him and just want to know he is safe. He is 20 years old, 6 foot 1, 160 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. I already said that. Any information, contact the Mojave County Sheriff's Office at 928-753-0753.
County, Ohio, Raylan Think, 17 years old. She had never returned from school at Unoto High School. Raylan is described as being 5'4", tall, 120 pounds of brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call his office at 740-773-1185, Sheriff George W. Lavender, Jr.
Critically missing adult. Medical condition that requires medication she does not have. Alyssa Wood, 38, last seen May 9, 2022, in Columbia, South Carolina. The family is desperately searching for their loved one. They are appealing to the public for help as they are growing increasingly worried about her safety and welfare. Alyssa Wood, 38, was last seen May 9, 2022 at a home on Cactus Avenue that's near the intersection of Broad River Road and Piney Grove Road in Columbia, South Carolina. Alyssa's boyfriend stated that she took off walking down Broad River Road. Alyssa's family has tried reaching out to her, but her cell phone goes straight to voicemail. Her family said that this is not something that Alyssa would do. She texted her sister and her son every day. They have not seen or heard from her since she disappeared. Alyssa has medical conditions that require medication. Having been without her medications for an extended period of time now, deputies believe she may be in danger. She's 5'8". 120 pounds, long sandy brown hair, brown eyes. She's known the road to ride a bike around the area. Someone knows something. Alyssa did not just vanish. Do the right thing and come forward with information. Any information, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Investigator R. Hinson at 803-546-3000 or the Midland Crime Stoppers at 888-274-6372.
Chase Hurdle, 18 years old, African-American male, 5'8", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Missing from the Bismarck area. On November 2nd, 2021, about 1:20 p.m., Bismarck police were notified that Chase Hurdle was missing from school. He was last seen on a video leaving school at 8:54. It is unknown where he would go. Mr. Hurdle has a history of suffering from amnesia. His family is concerned about his welfare. He was last seen wearing a blue long-sleeve shirt and blue jeans. Any information on his whereabouts, contact the Bismarck Police Department at 701-223-1212 or their local law enforcement office.
Have you seen Alicia Navarro? There's a $20,000 reward. Age 15, Alicia Navarro, age 15, was last seen on September 15, 2019 in Glendale, Arizona. Alicia has a 15-year-old autistic condition. She was last seen on September 15, 2019 in Glendale, Arizona. She is 4'9", 89 pounds, and has brown eyes, black hair. If you have any information, contact the Glendale Police Department at 623-930-3000.
David McAllister, missing from Bettendorf, Iowa. He was missing, age was at 22. His birth date is November 26, 1994. He's been missing since May 11, 2017. The white male, dark blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'9", 160 pounds. Multiple tattoos, pierced ears, walks with a limp. Any information, contact Detective Brian Crouch at 563-344-4035. Case number 17-1137.
Lexington, South Carolina. Madison Bart, there is a reward, but it doesn't say how much. He was last seen April 19, 2022, 17 years old, 5'1", 130 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. If seen, please call the Lexington County Sheriff's Office at 1-803-785-8230.
Dakota, Nadia Schott, 17 years old, missing since May 10th, 2022. No description, but she looked to be Native American. Any information, call the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
New York, Janaea Child, 14 years old, last known address, 31 Park in Buffalo, May 2nd, possibly in the Lockport area. She's a black female, 14 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 180 pounds. And that's what else. She has long reads, and that's all I got on her.
Youngstown, Ohio. Michaela Copio, 12 years old, missing since May 20th, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 200 pounds. She has a tattoo on her chest. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Youngstown Police Department in Ohio, or 330-747-7911. Sheila Langford, black, 35 years old, 5'6". Black hair, female, 145 pounds, brown hair. She left her residence to go to a doctor's appointment and did not return home. She was last seen wearing a black windbreaker, gray shirt, jeans, and black gym shoes. Missing from the 4200 block of Stewart Event in Detroit, Michigan's 10th Precinct. Call 313-596-1040 or 911.
Missing from SUNY Buffalo campus, Sanaya Dennis. Black female, 5'2", 125 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was missing from Buffalo State College and may need medical attention, possibly traveling to Yonkers. If you have seen or heard anything, please contact the SUNY police at 716-878-6333.
Chicago, Illinois, Tamaya Crump, 16 years old, missing since February 22nd, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 145 pounds. Jeremiah and Kamaya were last seen February 22nd, 2022. Associated Children, Jeremiah Crump, missing since February 22nd, 2022. Missing from Chicago, Illinois, and he'd be 15 years old now. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Chicago Police Department in Illinois, or 312-747-5789.
New York Unsolved Homicides and Missing Persons. Tommy Williams, 26-year-old male, missing from the city of Rochester. He is described as black male, 5'9", 180 pounds, with a tattoo near his left eye. He was last seen in early February. And that's all I got on him, but I guess any information, call the Upstate New York Police Department.
Paradise, Michigan. Christopher Charles Halix, missing since March 17th, 2004. It's male, white. Date of birth is June 5th, 1973. He'd be 48 years old now. He disappeared when he was 30 years old. He's 6'1 and 185 pounds, and I'm not going to read everything on it because it's the one I've been doing every week, the one that has got all the hiking gear and everything that is for surviving outdoors. But I will repeat, he was last seen at the BP gas station in Paradise, Michigan. He purchased the sodas and snack food and told the clerk he was going camping. He's never heard from again. Find his snowshoe tracks leading for miles into a thick, tangled swamp. Any information, contact the Michigan State Police at the Newberry Post at 906-293-5152. And that's all I got. Mukwanago, Wisconsin, Juan Gutierrez Hayden, 16 years old, missing since May 27, 2022. Male, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 130 pounds. He may travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is Hispanic and white. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin, or 262-446-5070.
Buffalo, New York. Jalen Griffin, age 13 years, last seen 8/20/2020. At Broadway and Memorial area, Buffalo, New York. Any information, contact the BPD-SBU at 716-851-4074.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Zarina Bryant, 14 years old, missing since May 6, 2022. Female, black, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 187 pounds. She may be in the company of an adult male. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana, or 317-327-3811. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Dominic Mueller, 17 years old, missing since May 26, 2022. He's a white male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 165 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Fort Wayne Police Department in Indiana, or 260-427-1222.
Sorry about that. I was getting cigarettes.
Oh. this one was found. That's cool. Dayton, Ohio, Hernandez, 11 years old, missing since May 24, 2022. 11 years old, male, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 3'7", 72 pounds. He may be in the company of an adult male. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 937-225-4357.
And before we go on, again, if you're just new tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do here in the Defenders 7. We have a website. Be sure to subscribe to it. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have 1% of all proceeds from sales from our store, and any donations we bring in go back to our community throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. 100%. It's the only way we could do what us founding members started by doing when we brought this group together. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, number to call to participate is area code 914-205-5773. If you're shy and don't want to call, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during the broadcast. Now, for the we do missing persons on Monday nights. Again, if you know something, say something. You see any flyers, post them. Be sure to forward or post them on all social media platforms. Doesn't matter where you're at. You could be the key to that missing piece to bringing somebody home. So, we check out our YouTube channel, subscribe button for us. And did you have anything to add to that there, Miss Lorna?
No. I'm just scrolling down looking at pictures. There's a lot.
I know. It breaks my heart to see how many people are missing now. I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's one that I was reading. I don't know. I have no idea what country it's from. I think, let me go back. At birth, she's looking for her twin brother, and they were in incubators. Here it is. They were in incubators when they were born, and when their mom would call the hospital, they would say that her brother was doing better than the daughter. Well, then it was time to come get the kids, and they told her that the brother had died, but there's no documentation on it anywhere. I don't know. By the way, her name is, it kind of sounds like it's Russia or somewhere. Her name is Vukosavljevic. Yeah. But I shared it on Facebook. You'll have to read it. It's really long, so I can't make it have time. But she still feels that... She still feels that her brother is still alive.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because that's like those diving groups that I follow. There's a bunch of them around the country. They're nonprofit. They're the ones that go and search for people that went missing in their vehicles.
Right.
They check all lakes, ponds, and all that, searching for any vehicles and, of course, looking to see if it's the missing person before they contact the authorities.
Boy, it would take one hell of a strong-ass person to do something like that. I give them credit.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. Like I said, right now there's four main that branched off the first group, which they're called AWP. Off the top of my head, I can't think of what the AWP means, but... Yeah, they're a bunch of good guys. Then you got from here in South Carolina, you have Adam Brown Adventures. He's part of the AWP too, because AWP's out of Oregon, but they travel the country. Families reach out to them, and like I said, they do searches in any bodies of water.
Right.
And a lot of their cases that I've been following, it is sad. I mean, but at least they're bringing them home and bringing
clothing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a good thing that they're doing, but I'm just saying it takes a hell of a strong-ass person to do something like that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like I said, you know, and it's, I mean, I've been on a couple dives myself in certain ponds, and even I get the chills.
Right.
But.
Yeah. And here's another one that has got me kind of baffled is that one little boy, 5 years old, black child that was found in a suitcase in Indiana, and nobody has reported him missing yet.
Yeah, I didn't. Before we came on tonight, I didn't get a chance to see or to read it, but I saw something saying that some husband and wife, or just the wife, is charged because she'd been driving around with her dead 6-year-old son in the trunk of the car.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, these people are sick.
Yeah. They must have got into Biden's fruit juice.
Probably. Yeah, I look it up. It was on that Newsbreak app.
Oh, okay.
Because, I said, I only caught the headline of it because I had it, you know, we were just going on. But something about them charging her because he got caught with him being deceased in the trunk of her car, driving around for days with him. And then
that don't make sense at all. Why? Well, did she? I wonder if she killed him. Or
that's what they're thinking.
Because if he
that's the only thing I could think of, because they did arrest her.
Yeah. I don't get how parents can kill their kids. That's just...
I know. You know, it's bad enough that they go missing, and the other ones that you hear, you know, they report them missing, and here they're the ones that killed and disposed of them.
Right. Yeah, I will never understand that.
No,
if you don't want your kids, if you can't handle being a parent, put them up for adoption. There's other people out there, a lot of people out there that can't have kids.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, I know it tears those that can't conceive. I know it tears their hearts out.
Mm-hmm.
We just, because Savannah had come to me the other day, and she's like, Dad, did you see how many babies were turned in to the fire department down here? There's like 4 babies that were turned in within the past week.
Oh, wow.
One was at a fire station, 2 at a hospital, and the fourth one was at a police dispatch.
Wow.
And she, you know, she was saying, she's like, how can you do that? I said, Savannah, you know, you never know. They might be homeless, you know, and they can't afford to keep themselves alive, let alone a child. And I would rather see them turn the baby in than to find out that they left it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Or did something to it.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, we got 3 minutes left, so if you don't have anything to say, we can end it.
All right.
Because I know you sound tired.
I am. I'm always tired.
All right. Well, again, thanks for doing the show with me.
You're welcome.
God bless America. God bless the missing, our children, our first responders, veterans, military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
Good night.